The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, Chris. Morning.
Rolf Harris, a bit of an escape here.
Yeah, he's been cleared of three sexual assault charges, and the jury was unable to reach a verdict on four other charges, which could mean that a retrial is ordered, possibly for all seven charges, or maybe the four that the jury couldn't agree on. The details have been emotional, I have to say, throughout. The jury decided he was not guilty of indecently assaulting a young fan and two women, one of whom was blind. He's already in jail, of course, Rolf Harris, for 12 sex offences. Again, these date back. They're all historical sex offences, some as far back as the 1960s, although some perhaps 10, 12 years ago or so. But for all of these things, therefore, Rolf Harris actually could be out of prison within 6 months, assuming there isn't a retrial, aged 86. His lawyer, Stephen Vuller, came up with quite a quote. A, that he believes Rolf Harris is innocent of all the charges, and B, he blamed the media frenzy for making Harris vulnerable to such accusations. And that is one of the things about these so-called celebrity sex assault trials and so forth, is that certainly celebrities do seem to attract these kind of charges, don't they?
Mm, they do. Death of the It Girl.
Yeah, it's one of those things that she was sort of internationally known as well, but in the UK in particular, everyone knows her, and you kind of wonder why. Tara Palmer Tomkinson. She was a socialite, I mean, very posh, great sense of humour, but she became a sort of reality TV star. She became the posh pearl twirler, and I suppose being a friend and indeed goddaughter of Prince Charles probably helped her along the way. But unfortunately, she has died, and at this stage, we don't know why. She was only 45. Always, I mean, in the 80s and 90s in particular, she was photographed so often, usually in a miniskirt, usually clowning around doing something, often drunk. But she admitted to some problems with cocaine, also diagnosed with a brain tumour and an autoimmune disease. So put all that into the cocktail, and there's a bit of a mystery as to why she's died. But a very interesting quote from Majesty magazine, who said that this is a young woman who was very good looking, had a fabulous family, rich, a brilliant skier, a brilliant rider. She was very artistic. She sang beautifully. Maybe she had too many choices, said Ingrid Seward from Majesty magazine. You wonder about that in life. Sometimes people perhaps do have too much, don't they?
Yeah, maybe. 45, too young. And mutual dislike.
Well, here we go. Yeah, this is a new dating app that's available in the UK as of today, I suppose in time for Valentine's Day. Appropriately, it's called Hater, not Lover, because the idea is you match people not by shared likes and loves and so forth, but shared dislikes. So you meet someone with a mutual loathing of, you get all these sort of examples, cargo shorts, coriander, slow pedestrians, pickles, Brexit, Donald Trump, that sort of thing. We are a nation, of course, with a common love of moaning about stuff, so I suppose it's only natural you can meet the love of your life by having a mutual moan about stuff, but might be up there with other app rivals like Tindog, which is for dog owners, Salad Match for salad obsessives, and Bristler, which is a dating app for those with beards who can meet people who love beards. There's somebody out there for all of us, isn't there, Chris?
Talk about subsets. Quite amazing. Thank you for that.
You're on.
Adam Gilchrist.